It's up to you.
I'm going without.
Okay. Hello and welcome to our podcast. We don't know what it's going to be called yet. And yeah, we're three guys from Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we don't know how this is going to work, but we're just doing it. So yeah, I'm Christopher. And here are my friends, Ben and John.
I'm John.
Ben? No, just let it roll. No, this will be like part of the character of the podcast.
Okay. All right, I'm Ben.
All right.
Sweet.
Okay, so like I said, we don't have a name for it, but we're hoping it comes to us. We'll figure out what it'll be called.
It'll eventually come
along. Yeah. Okay. Last night, I tried sensory deprivation.
Oh, I don't know what the hell that is.
So it's like there's a tank with water, salt water, that has high enough salt content that you just float, and it's like your body temperature, and you go in there and it's completely dark.
And you have to take off all your clothes?
Yes.
It's kind of like the thing, like, what's that salt river like in Asia or something, where you just like
the float? Dead Sea.
The Dead Sea,
yeah.
So something like that or no?
Not even close. The Dead Sea is really gross.
So now that's the Ganges in India. With like
there's multiple gross bodies of water, actually. So
right. Well, okay, so the Dead Sea. So I've been to Israel, and the Dead Sea is gross.
Not to brag.
The Dead Sea is gross.
I've been to Italy, if we're, you know, trying to one-up each other.
There's like a ton of mud everywhere, and
I think I just drank out of your water bottle.
So the Dead Sea is gross because there's a lot of mud everywhere, and like it's hard to wash all the salt off of you once you get out. And I feel like the people that the Dead Sea attracts aren't necessarily, like, the highest quality people. I feel like, well, Israel is already a really small country, so there's not, like, a lot of options for tourism. Especially, like, when they're surrounded by a bunch of countries that don't like them. So it's hard to go out of the country.
So you gotta stay in Israel once you're there?
More or less, yeah. Like, we went to the border. I don't remember which border it was, but you could hear shooting across the border, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Were you scared?
No, it was... Like, we were told it was safe, and I wasn't scared. I mean, there was never a point in the trip that I was scared. Anyways, it was a lot cleaner doing the sensory deprivation.
How long did you do it for?
It was an hour, and it felt like a really long hour. So, we got there at, like, a little bit after 6:30, and it's supposed to be an hour. But they gave us, like, a tour, which was... It felt like 20 minutes, so I'm guessing it was around 7 when we started. But it was 9:30 when we left. So I don't know, like, where all the time went, but it was supposed to be an hour, and it seemed a lot longer, both, like, when I was actually in there, and, yeah, that's what it looks like.
So for the listeners, Ben pulled up a picture of the chamber.
Yeah, so it's like, well, they have different versions. Essentially, all that's important is that it's dark, quiet, and a lot of salt water that's about your body temperature.
So what was your experience with it? What was going through your head?
You went on a date with, did you, like, were you next to each other?
Oh, no. So,
different we were chambers? In
different rooms,
that's
yes.
Unfortunate. That's hot.
Yeah.
So, going into it, I was, like, so I've seen Stranger Things, which I know is, like, fantasy, and it's not exactly how a sensory deprivation tank works, but I've also heard of other people's experiences with it, and, like, people hear things or whatever. Which I was kind of, like, expecting to happen. It didn't really happen. There was one point where it sounded like there were voices, like, really far away, but not, like, nothing that was audible that you could understand. So, another thing that happened was, like, your arms and your legs start to feel really heavy, and, like, if you take them out of the water, then the gravity just pulls them back, but, like, once they're in the water pushes them back up because of the high salt content. So that was interesting. Like, at the end, I turned around to do, like, a push-up, because it's not very deep. It's only deep enough that you're not touching the ground. And, like, I tried to do a push-up, and I was like, whoa, I can't believe how heavy I feel. So there was that. There was also...
That'd be good for, like, sports training.
Like, I don't know.
Relax your muscles or not?
So, really? Yeah, the people there said that it's supposed to help, like, relax you and, like, do stress relief and a bunch of different stuff. It was a little hippie-ish.
So was your mind just wandering the whole time then, or...
So I tried to,
did you fall,
like,
asleep at all, or...
No. I tried to, like, meditate a little bit. I'm not, like, a big meditation guy, but I tried it. And he might actually fare better in it then, because, like, it was easy enough to just, like, be calm and focused on the experience for, like, time's kind of hard to keep track of, but I'm guessing, like, a half an hour. But after that, I started to get, like, really anxious and, like, I just wanted to move around a lot, but you're not supposed to move around because that ruins it. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Like, I've done some research on them. I hear that some people who
you've done very research on self-deprivation tanks? Sensory deprivation
yeah,
tanks?
Yeah, I have, yeah. No, I
In your free time, you did research.
Yes. I learned about them in philosophy class. Because, like, really, what it's supposed to be is just, like, isolating your mind, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And is that kind of what the experience was like?
So, the guy who, like, gave us the tour said that we would probably, like, lose sensation of our limbs, which kind of happened. Like, I was always aware that my limbs were there, but there were some times where, like, it's not that they weren't there, but it seemed like they were less there than usual. That seems really weird, but that's kind of what it felt like.
I wonder if he would have been in there longer if he would have completely lost sensation.
I think I was... Maybe. I feel like I was kind of going crazy. Like,
yeah, no, I hear that happens with a lot of people.
It was a long time to be in there alone and just sitting there, especially, like... I don't know. It was just weird, I feel like.
Because I feel like for some people, maybe you're like it, where they just need constant kind of stimulation and sitting yeah. alone, quiet in that little room is very difficult for them.
It was difficult for me. The guy who walked us around and showed us a room and stuff said that we would, like a lot of people experience like a really creative, like burst of like creative energy, I guess, from this. So they have like a room where you can go like write, but I wasn't very creative at all. I thought of a song while I was in the chamber, but then I forgot it once I got out. Oh, so
very productive then.
Yeah. I don't know how much use it actually was.
Yeah. What's your bet on how long Ben would last in the sensory deprivation chamber?
Ben could definitely go 30 minutes.
Really? No, I'd give him 5. And then he'd start yelling.
I don't have like a scale to go off on. Like 30 minutes sounds like a lot for like a plank or something.
Well, but
I don't know how long.
It's not a workout.
What's the average time for that? Like, so is that considered good?
They sell time segments of an hour and 90 minutes, I think. So like you can choose an hour or an hour and a half. So I think if you go into it thinking it's going to be an hour, the first 30 minutes would be okay. Because that's what happened to me.
Okay.
I think if you try to go beyond that, it starts to get a little much. But I think part of the idea is you're supposed to lose track of time. So
sounds like a date rape drug or something.
Yeah, so afterwards, he ended up getting raped. So that was the whole purpose of
bringing him back.
It was a rough night.
You lose sensation of your limbs. You feel tired. You can't move.
Well, yeah,
you can get robbed. Like,
you can feel your limbs like at any moment. Like if you just decide.
Did you bring any valuables there? Because even if you put your valuables like in like a locker, you know, how are you gonna keep track of the keys?
Did you sign some contracts and stuff? Or?
I did sign 2 contracts. But anyways, you could like the room that I was in. You walk into the room and it's like just my room, and then there's the actual pod. So like I can lock the room and no one, or at least as far as I know, no one could have gotten in there.
That's what they want you to think.
Well, I came back with my phone and my wallet and keys, so...
Did you notice anything down in your, like, nether regions?
No.
So Chris was not raped for all the listeners at home. Clearing that up.
But yeah, one thing I found is that, like, with the water being your body temperature, it ends up feeling kind of oppressively hot. At least that's what happened to me. But that happened later on. So maybe if I was more into the experience... I might not have felt so hot. I don't know. But yeah.
Ben would have felt pretty hot in there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. That was my experience in a sensory deprivation tank.
Something you want to try again? Or?
Yeah, so apparently when people do it the first time is, like, it gets better as you do it more because you become acclimated to it. Speaking of weird, like, hippie health things. Either of you ever tried the cryotherapy?
No, I haven't. I've heard about that, though, where they really cool temperatures and they...
Yeah, for, like, 2 minutes, like a flash freeze instead of an ice bath.
Yeah, no, I've never tried it. Have you tried it?
I have tried it. I was wondering if you had. I didn't notice anything special about it.
I've heard that's really big amongst, like, pro athletes and stuff, but...
Yeah. They have a place... on military that does it. I think it's the military, maybe a little bit off of it. And they say they get a lot of Packers who come through there.
It always sounded kind of wacky to me, though. I don't know if I ever really want to try it.
I mean, I feel like you should do it just for the experience at some point.
Maybe.
I don't know. Like, after you lift.
See if that makes you didn't feel any difference, though? Or?
I don't think I did.
No superpowers after or anything?
No. They do say that you should not be wet when you do it because then the water will freeze. That's on your body.
Yeah, I would imagine that'd be kind of painful.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, speaking of things that we should try once, what about skydiving?
So, we were planning on going skydiving.
And then you messed up
the schedule. I did mess up the schedule. Because
you said August 11th.
I thought it was August 18th.
Because
I took off of work on August 11th.
I did too. You were imitating me, weren't you?
Yeah. I made sure I didn't have anything going on. But
so I talked to my dad. I had to have an awkward conversation with my dad for nothing, apparently. Thank you.
You two should still go skydiving.
Do you want to, John?
Do you want to die together without Chris?
Sure.
All right, sounds good to me. I will.
I'll go the next week.
Yeah, you'll...
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm in Cleveland and John's in
New York, Ithaca. So, yeah.
Or New York.
Ithaca, New York.
I'm in Kent.
Kent, New York.
Kent, Ithaca, Cleveland, New York.
Sounds good.
For those of them that don't know where...
Benjamin is going to Kent State.
Yes, and John is going to Cornell, as he likes to mention very often, especially in front of Chris, who's going to Northwestern. Listen to Ivy League debates all the time.
Well, Northwestern is not an Ivy League for all the listeners out there.
And there it is.
You guys need... No, seriously, though, you guys should go skydiving. Okay,
skydiving, yeah. But no, so my initial impression was that you would jump out of a plane from 10,000 feet.
That's how skydiving works, yeah.
Carry on.
Anywho, as Johnson rudely interrupted me... However, you're jumping out of a plane from 2,000 feet, am I correct, Chris?
I think it was something like that. I don't remember the exact details.
And you pull the parachute within like 10 seconds or something.
For this first jump.
Yeah. So I talked to my dad. I'm like, Chris wants me to go skydiving. And his first reaction was, absolutely not. And I thought, well, that's not fair because I'm old enough to make my own decisions.
Grown man.
I'm a grown man. Kind of. And I was able to convince him, and and I got him to agree, yes, you can go skydiving, but you have to do your research. Know who's flying the plane, know where you're going, if there's a class that day or something. And this is interesting, because the only way he agreed to let me go is that he thought it was tandem jumping, which is where I'm strapped to another dude. And to me, that's the most scariest part.
It could be
about
a girl,
skydiving. Yeah. If I was strapped to a girl, that'd be fine, but you probably, strapped to another guy, you're in that position already, so it's kind of awkward.
Well, I mean, aren't you used to that, though?
I feel like they'd be really professional about it, though. So the thing with tandem is that...
So my dad thinks I'm going tandem, I'm going solo.
I, on the other hand, was planning on straight up just lying to my parents and not really telling them what I was doing that day.
Probably the route I should have taken.
Yeah.
So the thing with tandem is that you can fall 40 seconds in free fall instead of 10 seconds in free fall. I just thought it would be cooler if we could do solos, although now I won't be there. So,
0 seconds of free fall then.
You're going camping.
It's not, I'm going to my cabin.
You're going to your cabin. How often have you gone to your cabin?
Not once this summer.
In previous summers?
Probably twice this summer.
Okay. So, and you'll continue to do that since... Both of you will be coming back to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Probably.
On summer breaks, winter breaks. So wouldn't you rather
go out to Green Bay?
Probably
not.
You
wouldn't come back to Green Bay.
I don't think I would. I'd visit. I would visit
you guys. I'll visit, yeah.
I'd visit you guys in New York or Chicago, but I'm probably never going to come back to Wisconsin.
I think I'm going to try to get something in Chicago so I don't have to come back to Green Bay next summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be playing baseball somewhere. So,
So what I'm saying, what if we went out on a bang? We went skydiving. Not bang as in death.
Well, like, what if we? You never know. You know. And that would, okay, in all honesty, that would be a cool way to die, though.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for sure.
If you have to pick ways, yeah.
You know, I see customers every day, like old people coming in, like in their 90s that don't know, they can't hear, they can't see very well. They can't
send them off the plane.
Send them off the plane.
I'm all for
it. I don't want to make it to that age. I want to go out like a badass.
Exactly, yeah.
I do want to make it that age, but I want to be like a spry 90-year-old. You know.
Okay, I'll make sure to put you down if you're not a spry 90-year-old. I'll
put me down.
I will euthanate you.
If I can't make it to the top bunk, why I would have bunk beds in my future house, I don't know. Or why I'd be sleeping on a bunk bed.
You can get a sensory deprivation tank and sleep in that.
Okay, what if I drown? We're not coming back to the...
You can't drown in salt water.
No, you can't.
Deprivation tank.
No, literally, like, if you try to lean your head back, the water will just push it right back up.
Interesting.
So perfect, so Ben can get one for when he's 90 years old.
Yes. It'll keep you youthful.
Youthful.
As well as the cryotherapy.
Yeah, don't do them at the same time, though, because then you'll freeze your skin. But
would that be interesting?
Like imagine movies where you get like a superpower from
something. Sensory deprivation, where instead of keeping everything at body temperature, you just freeze your lips so you can't feel it.
What if you mixed cryotherapy and then some sort of electric shock? I think that could be cool. That's probably where the superpowers come in.
What other, like, there's acupuncture?
Yeah. For all the listeners at home, Ben is a big proponent of acupuncture. He actually has it done twice a week.
That is a lie. The only acupuncture, did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Experience I have is from the movie Kung Fu Panda, where Po gets a bunch of needles stuck in his back by Mantis, and then he blacks out.
Well, that's a good movie. So.
It's a good, great movie.
Great movie, yeah.
Always aspired to be like a panda.
Pandas are top five favorite animals for me.
For sure.
Chris, how about you?
Not a big panda guy.
They're lovable. they're cuddly, and they're... Are they strong?
I'm a dolphin guy.
Yeah, they eat a lot of bamboo.
Dolphin, that's a very pretentious animal to like, Chris.
I'm very pretentious.
Yeah. Northwestern. Oh, he's so cool. Wearing his Northwestern shorts right now, actually. So.
Yep.
Benjamin is wearing a Kent State shirt.
Benjamin?
Yeah.
So we're on a full name basis now. Okay,
Jonathan. Yeah, I lost a little respect for you, so I gotta revert to the full name.
So, wait, are we doing Jonathan, Christopher, and Benjamin, or are we doing John, Chris, and Ben?
Your call.
I don't really know. Or are we going last names?
I don't
nicknames?
Care.
You can just call me Daddy.
Big Daddy?
Okay, how do we get
skydiving. Yeah. Skydiving. I want to try it.
Alrighty.
Yeah. Okay. Tandem. I think tandem would be better. It's just longer free fall, more time in the sky.
This is true. Are you going for your pilot's license?
Hopefully at some point. I can't say if it will be in this year. Or in the next 4 years, or...
But you think you'll be able to fly sometime?
At one point in my life, my bucket list is to get my private pilot.
It's
license.
On my 25, like, by the time I'm 25, I want to have that. So
that's on my list 25.
Also. Yeah.
We should all get our pilot's license.
What else is on this list?
It should be a race.
On this list? You want to hear my 25 list?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean, a race? You guys are going to take up flying?
Yeah, I will.
Well, I mean, we both want to fly. We're not... You're going... It's probably easiest for you because you're going to college for aviation.
Well, not necessarily, because I'm going for unmanned aircraft systems, and
which is closer.
But you'll be in the field.
Which is closer
so
to aviation than economics.
True, and well, I am going for aviation management, which kind of mixes aeronautics and business.
Right.
But yes.
But you're still in the field, though. I mean, it's probably easier access to.
And I have experience, but I will talk to one of my academic advisors, who actually she was a pilot in the military, so she is a badass.
That's pretty sick. Yeah.
I will get some advice from her, because I mean, you could get me going on a whole, you know, rant, but you could get.
I'd love to hear.
Yes. And too early yet for me to start ranting. There's too many topics.
Okay.
But I can get going on flying for a while. Might come back to that.
Flying, yeah, I think that'd be one of the coolest hobbies that a person can have. It's on my definitely on my list.
All right, let's hear the list.
You want to hear my list?
Give us like your three best things.
Well, I'll just give you three like off the top of my head. So I want to fly, be able to fly. I want to own a Tesla.
What's a Tesla?
A Tesla is an electric car. It's probably the best or I think it's the best car on the market and yeah. very fast growing company. And
so
that's your bucket list.
What?
To buy a car.
By the time I'm 25, I also want to be a millionaire by that point.
Okay.
But
good for you.
Yeah.
A millionaire
from baseball.
From whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
That's just by the time I'm 25. So there'll be more after that. But
interesting.
And that's only three of the things. So. Yeah. How about you?
On my list.
Yeah.
Well, mostly just traveling. But I guess if I have a pilot's license for that, it'll be easier. Yeah. There's nothing really that like stands out to me like that I think I could be remembered for. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's about being remembered though. Like, I don't know. Are you gonna be remembered as a Tesla owner?
Well, no, not for that particular thing, but that's just something I want by the time I'm 25.
Yeah. Like, anyways, about Teslas, I used to be really into cars, now I kinda don't care, but a Tesla still seems really interesting to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're just so much different than any other car and better for the environment, which is something I care a lot about. But
I used to watch Top Gear, you know, like the British car show.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really cool. And then I stopped watching it. And honestly, I feel like having a really nice, but just gas car is... Like, I can get where I'm going with a cheap gas car.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So I don't feel like having a car is that important. Like, having a super nice car is that important. But a Tesla's really cool, especially the self-driving thing.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, that's part of the main reason. That way I can, like, continue... Like, I can work and be productive while I'm driving. And mm-hmm. I think that would be awesome. Because I do work a lot of, like...
driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has self-driving capabilities.
Yeah, but those have been proven to be horrible.
They've been proven to be twice as safe as human drivers.
Twice as safe?
Yeah.
And they're getting better.
And they're only getting better.
Yeah, I guess.
Because when you think about it, like...
You want, like, a human touch to it, you know?
I would prefer if humans were taken out of the equation.
Well, I think... I mean, I don't know the statistics, but I feel like...
technological malfunctions all the time, and you need humans to correct that.
Yeah, but there's human malfunctions all the time.
Yeah, but they're correctable. Is that a word?
Correctable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Humans text, they fall asleep, they get drunk, and they drive. There's so many different
issues. And you can fix those because they're your human mistakes, whereas, like, a car has problems. A lot of people in the car probably aren't equipped to, like, you know, open the hood of the car, fix the engine. They don't know what they're doing versus, like, texting, oh, just put the phone down. It's easier to fix.
Well, with a Tesla... It's pretty rare that you have to open the hood of the car.
Yeah, there's no, like...
Well, that's part of the benefit of it being electric, is that there's really no maintenance.
There's no, like, engine, per se. Like, it's got, like, individual motors connected to a battery. And it's like there's no maintenance that really has to be done on the part of the owner. And I don't know, I think there's only been, like, reported accidents with Teslas in its whole, like, 3 years of
self-driving capabilities.
One or two accidents?
Yeah.
Show me that statistic right now.
Have you ever seen the videos of the Teslas, like, stopping on a dime or something to, like, prevent an accident?
Yeah. Like,
like the commercials?
No. Just, like, videos, like, people will post their videos online or whatever to social media, like, look at this. Like, there have been times where, like... Or I've seen... So this is...
Okay, well, hold that thought. What if you brought the entertainment value to it? We drive... I mean, it was on a Snapple Cap Facts, so don't laugh. But the average guy spends 5 months of their life. 5 months of their life shaving. So imagine how much time you spend driving.
It's a lot.
It's probably at least... Probably, like, 5 years worth, at least. Probably more. I don't know what it is, but... So if you spend that much time doing one activity, you better enjoy it. And I enjoy driving. It's a good decompressant for me after work, after school. I get to, you know, just drive. I get to be in control. So if you bring in, like, Teslas, like these electric cars all the time, you're taking away one of the most fun parts of being a human.
Okay.
I would argue that there's a lot of people that don't enjoy driving.
I don't enjoy driving.
And
you don't enjoy driving?
No.
I personally do, but I think I would.
It's one of my favorite things ever.
I think there's definitely times where I would like to not have to drive, you know, like late at night.
Okay, what's
like,
better, driving or sleeping?
Driving.
Okay, fair enough.
Sleeping's nice when you're like when you're in sleep because you don't know, you know, you're not worrying about anything. But then you like waste. I wish humans weren't programmed to need like 8 hours of sleep a night, because that's like a third of your day gone.
Yeah,
that's a third of your life gone. Jinx. So I think about what you could do with that extra third.
So you could sleep while you're driving.
Sleep while you're. Oh.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at.
There we
yeah.
go.
Or you could
knocking off two birds.
Or you could do work or anything like that.
Okay, but like you're gonna sleep while you drive to work, which is what a 20-minute drive. Then you're gonna wake up, and then you're just gonna sleep. You need like a continuous.
Well, I know, sleep but cycle. I feel like having a nap is better than having just less sleep overall.
Like, or I mean, well, especially like Tesla makes, or they're in the process of making semi trucks, and if you think about like being a semi driver, if they had the ability to sleep and still have their truck on the road, think how much money that could save the shipping companies, and plus they wouldn't have to pay for diesel fuel at that point. It'd all be electricity, so that would save a lot of money also.
This is true.
Speaking about sleeping, I don't know anything about this. I'm guessing you probably wouldn't either, Ben, but John, have well, you ever...
just assume I won't know?
Maybe we'll know. Have you ever tried...
John's smarter than me?
Have you ever tried... Have you ever tried to lucid dream on purpose?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
I have. That's when you try to control your dream.
Yeah.
Well, I was in as difficult as it may be for you guys to believe, I was in a psychology class, and I kind of tried. It was second semester, senior year, so I was just kind of whatever. But there, you know, there were some projects that I was trying on. That was one of them. You had to keep a sleep journal. And sometimes it was hard, I don't know why, to like discipline myself to like when I wake up, to write down everything, because there's a lot I could remember. So it's like sometimes I wrote like an entire page full, and I don't feel like doing that when I wake up in the morning. But no, I tried, and I couldn't do it. But there was like I think it was American Dad. You guys know that cartoon?
Yeah.
Where who's the kid?
I don't know.
We'll call him Jake. I don't know. But the kid trying to lucid dream, and he got it to a point where if he saw a red ball cross through his line of vision, he knew he was in a dream and that he could control whatever he wanted. And that's what he did. And then as a joke in that episode, his sister throws like a ball in front of him.
And he thinks he's dreaming.
And he thinks he's dreaming. He does whatever the hell he wants.
Was it Steve?
Steve.
That's the name.
Steve Smith.
Okay.
Have you tried, John?
So I've had... There was one dream that I remember in particular where I was able to realize that I was dreaming, and so I'm like, okay, I'm dreaming. I'm aware of it now. And then I thought I woke up. Like, I woke up, and it felt like I woke up. But I was still dreaming at that point. So I woke up from this dream. So, like, in my dream, I was sleeping, and then I woke up. So then I was able to, like, just go through my normal life. But I was still dreaming, which was really weird. And I don't remember it too well.
Did you have control?
Yeah, for a little bit. And then it was a very short time, and then I actually woke up for real, I think.
Yeah.
At least I think I'm not dreaming right now. We'll see. But yeah, it was an interesting experience. I've been trying to get myself back to that state. I've done a little research. I think, like, as long, like Ben was talking, if you write down your dreams every day, that is one way to induce lucid dreams. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other ones that would be worth looking into.
Look up ways that you can induce lucid dreaming.
All right.
I think we should try to do it and see what happens.
That could be like an entire segment on our podcast. Like just lucid dreaming.
No.
What our dreams were about from the night before.
Or like how, I mean, maybe we're not successful in it at all.
Alright, how to...
You said you weren't, even though you did try the dream journal. Yeah. But that also could have been that you weren't consistent with it.
I wasn't consistent at all.
Did it help a little bit, do you think? Like, did you anywhere closer? Did you feel closer?
No. Okay. But it was like, alright, I wrote them down one day, 2 days would pass, I'd write them down, and a week would pass, and I'd write them down. So, no, I was not consistent.
I was listening...
But, like, dreams are, you know, the activities that happen throughout the day. being like released from your consciousness.
Right.
Because otherwise, if you don't dream, like people get a lack of sleep, they start acting like schizophrenic, you know, in real life, because they need to expel from their mind what they,
So it might only be me here. Do you guys ever, do you ever get it where, like your dreams, like you dream something and then like you'll have a life experience and it'll be like deja vu to a dream you've had in the past?
Yes.
That happens to me at least once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is, if that's like a real thing or if I'm crazy.
No, but I got that. That's
you get that too? It's like,
I can't recall like which dreams, but yeah, you have deja vu inside the dream.
Yeah, or like you'll just be going through your life and then you'll be like, okay, I've been here before and I'm pretty sure I had this in a dream. You know,
but you still can't decipher.
Yeah, you can't dream. It's pick really it up weird. Exactly. Yeah.
Like when I go outside, I saw this bunny rabbit scamper across the road when I went for a run. Very next day, I go for a run. Same in the morning, that same bunny rabbit scamper. I'm like, whoa, deja vu. So how come I can't get that while I'm dreaming?
Well, you did get it while you're dreaming, right?
No, but like I know it's deja vu when I'm awake.
Yeah, but how come you're not aware of it when you're... I don't know.
Because like when you wake up, all of a sudden you're like, okay, that was deja vu in the dream. But when I'm in the dream, I can't figure out that it was deja vu.
Well, maybe it's
just a light awareness.
Maybe because you don't quite know that it's gonna happen in your life until it actually does happen. But mm-hmm. like you're aware of it in the dream, I guess. I don't know if that makes sense.
Like a glitch, like in your brain or something?
I don't know. Like, because my example is like I was up north at my sister's cabin or sister-in-law's cabin that I've never been before. But as soon as I got there, I felt like I've been there. Like 100 times, like I knew exactly where everything was, and then it felt like I had been there before, like, and it must have been in a dream, I think, because I remember having a dream similar to that, and it was just a weird feeling, and it happens to me quite a bit.
That's crazy.
I don't know, yeah.
I don't think I remember my dreams enough to know if it happens to me.
What's the weirdest dream you guys have ever had?
I don't remember a lot of my dreams. I've probably had some really weird ones. I just couldn't tell you what they are.
Like, only twice in my life have I woke up crying. But one dream, I woke up, apparently I was crying, but the dream wasn't scary.
I actually know. What happened? I know a really weird dream that I had when I was little.
All right, I'll tell you mine first. I was at Camp Minocqua. It's, I don't know how far that is away from Green Bay. But there's this giant, don't laugh, a giant gumball machine. And then these Wookiees from Star Wars...
Of course, yeah.
...were chasing me all around, and I tried escaping through the gumball machine. And so, when I say that out loud, it sounds stupid. And, like, in the dream, I was kind of excited.
Well, I think but I woke up crying. That's crazy.
But I woke up crying, and my parents had to, like, comfort me.
Right.
I was, I was six.
Yeah, that can... I'm with you there. Like, that could definitely... Because maybe it had some, like... subconscious meaning to it,
mm-hmm.
that you were releasing, and it just took that form, I guess. I don't know.
Where did the gumball machine come through?
I don't know. Maybe it was
something...
Sweets
when
maybe
I was
you really
a kid.
Liked gumballs.
I like gum. They always call me the gum boy for my brother's little league teams, because I'd always get the player's gum.
Oh, what a guy.
I know.
All right, Chris, what were your dreams?
Okay, so there are two. I always had, like, when I was little, I had a recurring nightmare of a person who lives in our basement who was covered in paper.
Okay.
And
maybe
he had
Gretchen.
He had a pointy nose. I'm pretty sure it was a guy, but I'm not 100% positive, I guess. It could have been a girl.
So you're dreaming about a guy?
Well, so this is a guy who lives in our basement, and he has a really pointy paper nose, but it's like everything is covered with paper. And he had always like watched me run up the stairs, so I'd always have to like turn off the lights and run upstairs as fast as I could. And then I do that.
So did you find yourself doing that in real life then?
I did do that in real life.
Oh, that's scary.
So yeah, and I don't know why I didn't just turn the lights off at the top of the stairs, but there's like I always, as soon as I was done in the basement, I always turned off the lights and ran up the stairs as fast as I could.
Avoid the paper boy.
Paper man, yes.
Paper man, sorry.
Paper man. I also had this is a little weirder, but I feel like it's just part of like it being a dream. Have you guys ever had where you were naked in a dream in like a public setting?
Yes, never. I have.
That happened to me a lot in, like,
I had
elementary school.
Yeah,
I don't know what it was, but I would be dreaming, and I would be naked, like, in the school hallway. And I'd be, like,
yeah.
So scared.
No. I had one, but mine is probably much more enjoyable than yours. I had it where everyone had to show up to school naked.
I was the only one.
Oh, okay. I had everyone. I was actually pretty pumped about that one. I think it was my freshman year of high school. And
oh, there you go.
All the senior girls were showing up to school naked, and it was fine by me.
Yeah, I was too young to appreciate people not having clothes on.
Oh, okay.
In these dreams.
My dreams suck.
Yeah, I have had some wild ones. Like, well, my scariest, like the one nightmare I actually remember, I was like 5, so it's not too scary now, but I dreamt I was on a different planet and that there were these aliens that were playing volleyball, okay? And they were using me as the ball. And I was just curled up in a little ball and they were playing volleyball with me. I was so scared. Ran into my parents' bedroom and cried it out for a little while.
Yeah. Cried it out.
And then I had another one where I was just living in my normal house and just living my life. And there was this little, like, 2-year-old boy who was a dead zombie wearing a tuxedo just walking around my house. He didn't say a word. He was just walking around the house. Everyone was just normal with it, and it just scared the shit out of me.
Well, maybe those dreams kind of correlate to experiences that you have at that certain age. Like,
right,
like
yeah,
the naked so, people, without getting too health talky, puberty. Naked people. So that's the primary dream that you remember from that age.
Right.
When you're like 5 years old, the scariest thing is like zombies, you know, like haunted houses. Versus now you're not
or,
scared.
Or maybe itself. It was the 2-year-old zombies I've been seeing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure I had these dreams before puberty. So I don't.
Well, middle school's like.
It was like elementary.
Oh, school. Elementary?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that well, detail.
I hear, like, with naked...
You just went through it earlier.
Maybe.
Like, with nakedness, I think that often leads to, like, I've read a little bit about dream psychology. I'm not too familiar with it, but nakedness leads to, like, feelings of insecurity or, like, not being comfortable with yourself. Yeah. So maybe you were going through
really insecure.
A particular stage where you were insecure.
I probably was.
Yeah, I don't know the 5-year or 5th grade Chris, but maybe he was insecure.
Yeah, it was probably more like 2nd or 3rd grade, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter what age, you can feel insecure.
Yeah.
You probably feel it more as you get older.
I would agree with that.
You know, because there's more stuff to feel insecure about because you're expected to act as an adult. Versus when you're a kid, you can just cry in the store and
do whatever you want
and scream, and you just want to beat the shit out of them when you're older.
I think that'd be cool to get back to that, like, where you don't care what other people think of you at all, you know? Like,
little kids. I feel like I'm like that sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah, I feel like I used to be, like, when I was between the ages of, like, 14 and 17, I think I'm getting better at it now, but I used to be so worried about what other people think and scared to do everything, and now I think I'm getting better at not giving a shit, and well, I think that's, like, a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also have that impression where I want people to think that I don't give a shit. So even though I'm trying to not
Wait,
give
so
a shit...
so that's completely the opposite direction.
What do you mean?
Because you care about what people think.
I know, that's... I'm trying to get to that point where John is. Where John wants to be, I should say.
Well, I think I'm getting there. I think I'm much further along than
you,
I was.
Where you don't give a shit what anyone thinks.
I don't give a shit what you think, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that hasn't changed.
Yeah. I never have, so...
Oh, we haven't known each other since 1st grade, so.
Yeah. Yeah, not a whole lot of secrets anymore.
Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot. There might be a couple.
Yeah, 1 or 2.
You want me to bring up today, don't you?
No, I'm not too worried about it.
Oh, okay.
Should we predict what our college experiences will be like?
Yeah.
Sure.
So, should we start with Ben?
All right.
Well, Ben predicts what Ben thinks is going to happen in college.
So, we're each going around... Just to be clear, I'm predicting what my experience is going to be like. You're going to predict what your experience is like, John, with his experience. And then we're going to go around, and then we're going to predict each other's.
So, like, what do you mean by predict our experience? Like,
should we, like, keep this at, like, a 2-minute, like...
Like GPA max? Or
sure.
Social life?
I'll get a time. Both? All of the above.
Okay.
My dad just suggested he thought it would be cool for us to be able to, like, look back on and see, like, kind of a time capsule of ourselves.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Like, through high school?
No.
No, like... So going into college, what do we think college would be? And then, like, when we're graduating from college, looking back at this and be like, oh, this is what we thought it would be, but this is what actually happened. Kind of like, okay. Remember those letters that you probably didn't write to yourself?
No, I did. I did.
Oh, you did?
For freshman year.
Yeah, he was 5 feet tall.
Like, I was 5 foot 100 three, pounds. 140. Now I'm 6'2", 185.
Nice.
Not that anyone
that's
gives
a good,
a
no,
shit.
That's a good ratio.
That is a good ratio, yeah.
Okay, I'm like 187.4, but I round down.
Still a good ratio.
All right, for all the listeners at home, I'm 6 foot five, 235 right now, so.
And Chris, what, you're 6'2 as well? About 190?
Like 6'1", 6'2", I'm not exactly sure. 6'1 and a half and
300 pounds. 200. Oh, 200?
Yes.
Okay. Should we give some facial descriptions or?
No.
No?
It's okay.
Hold off on that. Just yeah, let we'll, the we'll, mystery of it.
We'll do a face reveal.
Face reveal?
Yeah.
You'll never know when it's coming up.
Okay. They don't have to, yeah, okay.
Okay, Ben, you ready to describe your college experience?
All right.
You get, should we do 60 seconds?
60 seconds?
Sure, go for
okay.
it.
Okay, ready, set, go.
All right, so I'm going to Kent State, and Kent State is known to be a party school where a lot of you're going to have a lot of people that will take it as a joke. But for me, I'm trying to find a good balance where I can go, I can focus on my major and my minor because I do want to be successful. But I do want to, you know, party sometimes. Not in my room where I have, like, people passed out, but, you know, it's going to be hard for me to try to find that balance. I don't know.
GPA.
GPA. I think it'll be high. I have a good work ethic. I tell myself a bunch of stuff now, like how I'm going to be, like everything's going to totally go uphill when I get to Kent. You know, I'm going to get up early. I'm going to work out. You know, I'm going to meet girls. I'm going to have them come back to my dorm. Ooh. Like everything's going to be fine. But then I feel like when I get there, it's not going to be that way. Like, I'm just going to resort back
at least
to my
initially,
old self.
But
at least initially.
That's a minute. Okay.
Christopher.
Should I go? Okay. 3, 2, 1. So, I'm going to Northwestern. From what I understand, it's not like a super party school, but there are parties there. It's, I think, about 50%. I might be really, really wrong about this because it's a while since I've heard the stat, but I think it's about 50% of the students are in fraternities or sororities and the other half is not. I'll probably be the half that's not. I feel like in the spectrum of like partying a lot to not partying at all, I'll probably err on the side of not partying very much.
Nerd.
And I might I might miss out a little bit on some of the college experience, although I feel like I'm definitely gonna get my bang for my buck. Like I don't know.
I'm quick.
I've never heard that phrase in my life.
You've never heard bang for your buck?
All right, continue.
Okay,
all right,
well,
it has to do with, like,
high-ring well, no, we'll add another 20 seconds. Just never say bang for your buck again.
Okay. As for, like, studying and stuff, I think I'll be a good student, but I am a little worried because I didn't study very much in high school. Like, high school
was, so you gotta get the habits down, right?
Yeah, I don't think I developed the study habits in high school. Everything, I mean, more. There were some classes that were difficult, but
you got accepted to Northwestern, though.
Right. So,
it kind of worked out for
me.
You.
That's what scares me because I don't think I had the study habits in high school, and I'm going to Northwestern.
Well, why don't you just get the study habits then?
Not that.
Well, that's the idea.
Perfect.
All right, that's an extra 20 seconds. All right, John, when you're ready.
So I will be attending Cornell University. I also
Where's Cornell?
Ithaca, New York.
Okay. Yep. Is that like an Ivy League school?
Let me go.
Yeah, it's in the Ivy League, yeah.
Okay.
I also hope to get a lot of bang for my buck. yeah, so I'll be playing baseball and...
Still don't know what that means.
I'll explain it to you later. So I'll be playing baseball. I think that'll be awesome. I think I'll meet a bunch of cool guys. Hopefully, I'll get some playing time freshman year and then eventually, like, be a full-time starter my junior, senior year. And then I imagine I'll be... frequenting the parties. Cornell's kind of like a work hard, play hard atmosphere. So I'll definitely party on the weekends, enjoy myself. Hopefully meet some girls. I plan on meeting my wife at Cornell, so junior, senior year, maybe I'll start looking to settle down. I don't know. Yeah, and I want to keep a good GPA, probably like a 3.7 or higher. They have a lot of tutors for the baseball team, so that'll be good for me. And mm-hmm. Study econ or bio, and maybe go to med school. So, should be fun.
Nice. Okay, time out before you go into each other's. Can you look up bang for your buck?
Yeah.
I want to know what the consensus is from the internet.
So, it's when you're hiring hookers.
You want to bang them for a buck.
Well, no, you want a good bang for the buck or bucks that you're spending.
I didn't realize it was that. I thought it was.
No, I don't know. I have
just got a Snapchat from my would-be roommate.
Okay. But it's not your roommate.
Oh.
Or maybe it has to do with like deer hunting. I don't know.
I hope it has something to do with deer hunting. Barbara, how's your roommate situation?
So far so good. It was, at first I was a little worried, you know, because I met this cool guy at Kent and, you know, we kind of hit it off. We thought we might be good roommates. But then we both kind of agreed that we don't want to hate each other, because when you room with somebody, you know, you tend to get annoyed with them, you know. You don't really want to find out too much, you know what I'm saying? So we're about three doors down, but my new roommate,
that's good, not band.
New roommate, my original roommate that was just assigned, he seems like a pretty cool guy. Definitely somebody I could tolerate, very organized. But, you know, roommates, you know, they're a dime a dozen. You don't necessarily have to be best friends with your roommate. You just got to be able to live with them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then again, if they're bad, you'll have fun roommate stories to tell at, like, dinner parties. So
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
Yeah. How about your roommate, Christopher?
Unless they kill you.
I don't know my roommate yet. I think I find out in a few days.
Oh, okay.
They release them on accident, but they're, like, they're matched up wrong, so we'll probably get a new one anyways.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will be living with three baseball players in that townhouse.
You have two roommates? Oh, a townhouse.
Yeah. So there's two bedrooms, so I'll be sharing with one guy. I think he's from New York City. Seems pretty cool. And then other two guys are baseball players also. And yeah, we got a pretty nice setup, I think.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay, should be able to have bang some parties. For your buck. What does it say?
Bank or bang?
Bang.
Okay.
It's a really long article. It has to do with, like, Dwight Eisenhower. He wanted a lot of, like, military supplies for cheap. So, okay. Like, he wanted a lot of bang for his buck, I think, is one of the origins. I think there's other ones, too.
But it doesn't necessarily have to do with hiring a hooker.
No, made that up, so I'm...
Because I just said that, and you had me nervous.
Okay, yeah. So you can continue using it if you want.
Good news, I have till 4:30.
Okay.
For the listeners out there, Ben is going on a hot date at 4:30.
Yeah, so. Hot date.
Yeah.
We'll go with
he
that.
He gets women.
Okay. Should we predict Ben's college experience?
Yeah.
I save the best for last. I think we should go with John.
Go with me first. I feel like I'm the most boring.
Okay. Yeah. Chris is pretty boring.
Should we do a minute again?
Sure.
A minute and a half, because he has both talking. Okay. Ready? Here's the time. Go.
So Chris will go to Northwestern. He'll meet a bunch of nerd friends and hang out in nerd groups, because he said he doesn't want to party. I think he'll do really well. I think he'll learn how to study. I'm being a little nice here, but...
That was really nice. I didn't expect that. I expected you to go the opposite way.
No. I think at the end of the day, he'll learn how to study and actually get a good GPA and hopefully a good good major. What do you, Ben? What do you think?
I don't know, because one thing I liked about Chris during high school is that he never... like, gave a shit about what people think of him.
Yeah, I think he'll continue doing that. I think
so. As long as you stay like that, you'll be fine. Because if you look at, like, all, like, a lot of people that have just graduated from high school, you know, they're very shallow people. And I think, Chris, you're not shallow. And I think that's going to help you a lot in college.
I think it helps, though. Like, it's a lot easier to be shallow when you're a freshman in high school than a senior in high school. I feel like a lot of people grow out of it, too.
That's true.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, people are, like, people might still be shallow, but I feel like people are a lot better now than they were freshman year.
Yeah, I don't know. I think freshman year, you're just looking to fit in, at least in high school.
Sophomore year.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that way for college.
Right.
Because.
Well, that's what everyone says is, like, college is nice because nobody cares.
Yeah. And then everyone's, like, receptive to meeting new people. Like, it doesn't matter where you went to, like, grade school or high school or anything. Like, people are going to be a lot chiller.
Wow, that was really nice, you guys expected.
Yeah, but also you'll continue being a nerd.
and also you're just a fucking asshole. So.
Right, yeah. Probably end up, I don't know. Maybe you'll meet a girl.
Maybe. But see, the good thing about Chris, or the cool thing about Chris, you don't have that hookup mentality. Like, you're really good.
Allegedly.
That
we know of.
You're good at building relationships. So, it's more about, like, quality of friends versus quantity, you know? And I think you have that going for you.
Or hear me out, Ben.
And I just complimented myself for those of you who didn't pick up on that. But
hear me out. Could you see Chris trying cocaine in college?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I can't even get him to smoke a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. So he'll continue to be lame his whole life, but...
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Let's keep critiquing Chris. I like this. All right, John Stern?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Look deep into my eyes while doing this.
Those chocolate brown eyes. This is getting weird. All right, John's going to go to Cornell. Correct. And he's going he's going to hit it off on the baseball team right away.
I think so too.
Like he did in high school. He was moved up to varsity as a freshman. Same thing's going to happen. John's a very humble person. He doesn't think he'll make it to the top right away, because even if he did, he wouldn't say it out loud, but I think he will.
I think he thinks that he just won't say it out loud.
He's got good ambition. I think he'll do great on the baseball team, and I also think he's one of those crazy smart people that he could become a doctor too.
I think his GPA will be high. I think it'll be...
No, all of his... will be high.
As far as social scene, I think you're going to try really hard, and that might come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I don't know.
I think he's going to be a really good student his freshman year and his upperclassman years.
Sophomore year, sophomore slump?
I feel like you're going to have a sophomore slump.
Okay, yeah.
I just feel like you're going to go to a party. You're going to be like, yeah, I can drink 10 beers. You're going to overdo it.
No, you're going to party a lot sophomore year. Yeah. And you're going to get distracted by it. But then junior year and senior year, you'll pick yourself together. You'll shut them down in the baseball field. You'll settle down by then. You'll be looking for a girl.
Maybe not till senior year.
Maybe find a good catcher, too, that you can work with. Catchers are really half of what pitchers do, Without a catcher, a pitcher's useless.
Not to brag or anything, but yeah, Ben's a catcher himself.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So.
No big deal.
Yeah.
No, but I think college would be good for you.
I think so, too. Yeah. Okay, you just got to stay away from the cocaine.
Ben.
Your turn.
All right, my turn. You guys got to talk about me.
So, I'd say Ben will last about 6 weeks in college. Maybe seven.
How many majors do you think Weber's going to end up going through before he settles on one?
I'd say four or five,
At least. Oh, I'm kind of regretting complimenting you guys. Douche.
Four majors, huh?
I don't know.
What's going to happen is he's going to... He'll get really into it, which will be good, but something will go wrong and he'll want to switch.
Yeah, and he'll be calling us and we'll have to try to talk him out of switching majors, but that's okay. We can do that.
Remember, no, you cannot go into your seventh major.
I think he'll try really hard, I don't think he'll party too much, but I feel like he'll give in to some peer pressure and kind of party a little more than he is expecting. I don't know. Definitely never going to find a girl.
Yeah. No, Weber will find a girl in college for sure.
Thank you.
Aww. He'll at least have a serious girlfriend. I don't know if it won't be the one.
Yeah, he'll have a serious girlfriend, and then I think he'll do something dumb. No, she'll do something dumb, and he'll just
I think they're just going to, their life paths will take them different places.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
What do you mean? Because I definitely want to travel more. A lot of people don't.
We do
a
lot of road trips in college. Do you think?
I want to study abroad.
How far is Kent from Chicago?
I can make that drive easily.
You didn't answer how far it was. You just said you can make it.
What?
You didn't answer.
I can make any drive.
Maybe 6 hours.
How far is it from Ithaca to Kent?
It's probably halfway. So it's probably 8.
Okay.
So Kent is where we're all going to meet up.
Kent, Ohio. Wonderful town.
It is a nice town.
Is it in Cleveland?
That's what I said.
No, it's 30 minutes outside.
Okay.
Cleveland, home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
The Indians, the Browns. The Cavaliers.
Yep, West Side Market. They have the best brats there. Fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of things happening in Cleveland, so we'll definitely meet up there.
We don't necessarily have to meet up, at one location we're at. We can meet, John, me and you can meet in, D.C. or Is DC halfway between New York and Cleveland? I feel like that's completely.
Like, maybe coast, I'll pull up the map, but yeah, I think that's completely out of the way.
Sure, we're not talking out of our asses.
We should also do the hot button issue thing.
Okay. You guys want to talk about some issues?
Yes, we should. We should do rapid fire. You have 10 seconds to explain yourself for 10 issues.
Okay.
Just first 10 on the list.
Abortion.
Abortion's bad. You're killing babies.
Ben?
Give me 1 second here. Somebody else go. I'm trying to think.
John, abortion.
Abortion. I don't like it. I don't like killing babies. There's some cases where I think it should be allowed, for sure. Like, at least, like, rape and incest, especially. As far as the other stuff, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, it's probably not good, but...
I don't want to delve
too... You have 10 seconds. You're not supposed to go deep into it.
Oh, okay. In a nutshell, if it's first trimester, I say it's fine if it's a humane way of doing it. I mean, can you feel anything first semester? I don't think
I would agree with that.
Anything in the third semester, that's just semester. Cruel. Third trimester. God.
Okay, so we just stopped recording for a second. My brother just showed up and interrupted, and now he has a sales pitch to give us. Whoever, you want to introduce him?
Yeah, so Will is Chris's younger brother. He's going to be a freshman in high school this year, and he really wants to join the podcast because he wants to feel included.
That has to deal with what we were talking about earlier.
Exactly.
About insecurities.
Yeah, hold that thought. Freshmen are just looking for approval.
I mean, just look at his stupid face.
Yeah.
So we're going
to... Closed body position. He's so insecure right
very
now.
Very insecure, guys.
He's got braces on. I mean, that's a turn off.
And he's so much hair gel, you could start a fire. You could start his hair on fire.
So anyways... Will wants to give us a sales pitch, and we figured it would be interesting.
And maybe we'll have a vote for you guys. You could vote whether or not Will deserves to be on the podcast.
I don't think we'll have a big enough audience for a vote.
Okay, so ready?
Ready, go. Tell us why you should be on the podcast.
You have 1 minute.
Five, okay. Four.
Can I ask what the podcast is about?
No.
Get out. Just tell us why you think you should be on the podcast.
Okay, what are your thoughts on gay marriage?
Gay marriage?
Yeah.
No, this is a sales pitch. Okay, why do you think you should be in the podcast?
I should be
in a nutshell.
In a nutshell? Because I have a lot to bring to the table.
You're an idiot. All right. Why? What do you have to bring to the table?
A younger set of eyes. Different ideas.
I don't think that's our audience, though.
Yeah. Get out. We don't want
kids. All right, I vote. Listening. I don't want Will in the podcast.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, you, Ben.
Get out.
Well, you made a shitty sales pitch, so...
I have a younger set of eyes.
I bring new ideas to the table.
Try again.
For all the listeners out there, Ben and Will are currently fighting. Ben is... Ben is destroying him. Okay, it looks as though Ben is humping him against the door. Will is now on the ground.
We'll be back in a second. Okay, so we're back. That was interesting.
It certainly was, yeah. So we're just rolling through the list of hot button issues here. This was just a random list I found on the internet. The next one that comes up is gay marriage. Ben, what are your thoughts?
I think I'm still not entirely used to it, but I feel like there's a lot of gay couples that are better than some straight couples. So all in all, I don't have a problem with it as long as they're not over the top in my face.
Okay. Christopher?
I'm not really sure. On one hand, I feel like the government just shouldn't be involved in marriage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like, why would the government care? And then, in the same vein, I feel like having a family is really important to society, in which case, maybe the government should be involved in marriage. But then, you have to deal with the whole... I don't know. I'm not really sure. I feel like probably government shouldn't be involved in marriage.
Well, I think the government, to a certain extent, needs to be involved, like, for tax purposes and stuff, at least. Like...
Yeah, but don't you get, like, benefits for being married?
Right, yeah.
I feel like that's unfair to people who just don't want to get married. Although, I guess married couples have kids.
Right, yeah, so they kind of need those benefits to help, like, raise kids. Like, I don't know how it all works, but I support gay marriage fully. Like, anyone should be allowed to marry whoever they want, in my opinion. And I'm pretty open about things like that. Like,
I feel like if the government is involved... It's not the government's place to say that people can't get married.
Right, exactly, yeah. If the government's involved, like, they should allow anyone equal opportunity to marry whoever they want, and yeah,
whatever they want.
Whatever they want, yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay, next issue.
Planned Parenthood funding.
Well, then that kind of go with abortion.
Yeah, although I
don't know.
Parenthood does more than abortion, though, right?
I personally think that Planned Parenthood should be funding or should have funding. I don't know. I think they do a lot of good for people who are in like impoverished areas, and they just provide them a lot of resources, like education about sex ed, and then they give out free contraceptives and like condoms and birth control and stuff. I mean, they do abortions, which, I mean, that's another hot button issue we just covered, but I don't know. I think overall it's a good thing. But
you know, one thing that kills me about conservatives, like the GOP, one thing that kills me about like the GOP is that they are very against abortion. Now, if you have conservative values, you know, you're not going to abort in any instance. You know, and I feel like government, like all those political leaders, all they care about is votes. They'll do whatever they can. So if it's the liberals or that generally believe in abortion, all they're doing is killing off their own voters. So why would the GOP or conservatives have a problem with it?
That's a really morbid way of looking at it.
Yeah, I never looked at it that way.
I'm just saying.
And suppose it makes sense.
Should we cut that part?
No, that was interesting.
Another interesting thing that came up with abortion in the book Freakonomics, they did a study on it where once abortion was legalized with Roe versus Wade, there was a huge drop in crime in America because it found that like most of the people who were getting abortions were people in low socioeconomic parts
like
of the country.
The hanger abortions?
What?
The hanger abortions?
No. It like once they legalized it, like it was people, most of the people who were taking advantage of the legal abortions now were people in low socioeconomic areas. And that also correlated to the people or the areas with the most crime. And so as a result, some of those people were getting aborted and they weren't committing crimes later on.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I thought you meant that, like, there were people who were... I feel like it was a thing that people were doing unsafe procedures and, like, harming themselves instead of just the baby.
Well, yeah, that's certainly something that comes up with abortion, too. Like, if you make abortion illegal, then people are going to find other ways to do it, and a lot of times it might be unsafe, and it'll harm the mother also. Whereas if you keep abortion, then you know at least it's going to be safe and the mother won't be harmed.
So, right.
Yeah. But I don't know. So it's not a simple yes or no, I stand for abortion or I don't want it. Like,
right.
You have to think of...
That's kind of along the line, like, I think marijuana should be legal. And, like, it's not like that. I think it's some great thing. Like, I don't anticipate ever smoking pot, but I feel like it would be good just to, like, make it not a crime.
Right, yeah.
Then, like, legitimate businesses can be involved, and...
You can tax it a lot.
And yeah.
Bring in revenue. Yeah, I think... I definitely think marijuana should be legalized, and... I don't know, because I think it's, in my opinion, safer than tobacco.
I don't know which is safer. Smoking just seems weird to me, like... Inhaling.
Yeah, but I mean, tobacco is obviously correlated with lung cancer. Marijuana is actually used as a way to help with cancer or relieve some of the pain. It doesn't cause any cancer-like diseases at all. So.
Well, like, my mom's a nurse, and they use, you know, marijuana for that reason. So it's not, like, illegal in hospitals for medical reasons.
Right,
it's talking more from, like, an alcohol standpoint.
And I don't know, and people enjoy doing it, and so I think it should be allowed, and... I think there's a lot of money to be made off of it also.
Yeah.
So that could help the economy also.
Okay, what's the next issue?
Next one is Religious Freedom Act. Okay. Should a business be able to deny service to a customer if the request conflicts with owner's religious beliefs?
Yes.
Okay.
Or wait. Repeat the question. Repeat the question. Hold it. Repeat it. I wasn't listening.
Should a business be able to deny service based...
Yes.
If it conflicts with their beliefs?
Yes. I think, going back to gay marriage, if the government's not going to play a part in it, then people can't get mad at a bakery for not wanting to put, you know, just married on a cake for a gay couple. That should be their prerogative.
I think it's trickier than that, because on one hand, yes, I feel like in that instance, like, I don't know, because you could have a religion that has some really not beneficial beliefs, and you could...
Right, yeah, then you could, like, be excluding like, a whole what, race.
Like, who defines which religions are acceptable? Like,
yeah,
if I have a religion that says, I hate any given group of people, and that someone from that group of people wants to be served, and you just hate them because they're that people.
And not to sound anti-religion, but going off of you, Chris, what determines a religion from a cult? You know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know the answer to that.
There's really no line.
I feel like...
If I could answer the question before we get to that. I don't know. I personally think... Like, I'm pretty progressive in this respect. I think people should, like, have to kind of serve whoever comes through their door, I guess. You know, they shouldn't have the right to, like, I don't know. I feel like any religion that excludes a certain group of people probably isn't a very valid or good religion. You know, I think the whole point of religion is being open to all people, and I don't know. That's my opinion on it, but...
But does it have to necessarily be with, like, religious, like with religious scenarios? So you remember
the cake incident in Colorado?
Yeah.
I feel like in a situation like that where there is a gay couple coming in and they're asking for a cake, I don't remember what the content, like, of the writing on the cake was or anything. But, like, if you're a Christian... I think he was Christian, right?
Yeah,
I don't remember probably. Which denomination.
I think so, yeah.
If you're a Christian and that, like, you would consider that a sin, then is it a sin on your own behalf to condone that by making the cake? And now you're taking away that person's freedom of religion because you're forcing them to sin, to do what they would consider a sin. I think it's just tricky all around. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... I feel like it's something that will never affect me personally. Like I
yeah, same.
I feel like religion.
I'm not a very religious person to begin with.
Yeah, I'm not either. So religion wouldn't affect how I would live my life in that sort of situation. I don't know. As someone who might be a little more religious,
yeah,
Chris, what
definitely more religious. I don't know. It's tricky.
Yeah, it definitely is tricky. I mean, it's not a good answer to that
question.
The
other thing, though, is I feel like, if we could all just be understanding people, then, like, some of these problems probably aren't that big of a deal. Like, it's probably happened a lot of times where, like, there are probably times where a Christian person has turned down making a cake for a gay wedding, and the gay people are just like, okay, we'll take our business, like, we'll go find a different business that will. Like, they're passing up on an opportunity to make money.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, I think the shop owner could also be more understanding to them, too.
This,
like,
is true.
They're just two people that right. love each other, and I don't...
I feel like, this is actually probably what I think my answer is. I feel like we should just let capitalism take care of it. So, like, if there's not a business that will make cake for gay people, then there will be a demand in the market for whatever city, and then, like, that should be filled.
Yeah, I can see that.
I feel like that's the best way for things to happen.
Yeah, and that I could answer the question, I would say, yeah.
I got a hot button issue.
What's that?
Sports logos.
So Ben is a big fan of Cleveland, and he's a little upset that Chief Wahoo is going away.
So the Cleveland I words and the Washington R words. what are your thoughts, Ben, on this issue?
You know, I'm just saying... There needs to be a level where people can laugh at themselves, you know? So, I mean, I'm Irish, you know? You got the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, a midget-looking leprechaun that's supposed to represent all the Irish people. Do I get offended by that? No. In fact, I've worn sweatshirts with that on. The Boston Celtics. You got a kind of like a fatter looking guy with a cane, kind of pudgy, you know, facial features. Am I offended by that Celtic because I'm Irish? Of course not. So I just think there needs to be a level of, you know, not taking yourself seriously where a cartoon logo becomes a hot topic.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm personally someone who doesn't get offended by anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pretty able to laugh at anything, and probably helps that I'm a straight white male, that there's not too many issues that can offend right. me. But here, so something I found that was interesting was there was a man who was walking around, I think, in Washington, D.C., and he was wearing a shirt. It was an African-American man with the Redskins logo, or R-word logo. And it had a picture of a white man, and it said the Caucasians on it.
And I am not offended by that.
I'm not offended by it at all.
Like, I think it's like, it looks, you might as well show me a drawing of Peter Griffin, because he's a straight white guy. And I know I don't look like that, you know?
But on the other hand, though, I can kind of see the perspective, because, I mean, think of all the stuff that the Native Americans have been through, and how much we've, as, or not we, like the European have put them through. I don't know.
The Caucasians.
Caucasians, yeah.
But at the same time, those people weren't there.
Yeah,
in the past, just like we're not the ones that killed them, they're not the ones that were killed, because we're all living in 2018. So I think you just got to leave the past to the past. Our ancestors dealt with it. So that's why I don't get why people are offended by it. Or offended
I
by
feel
it.
Like it is a tiny thing to be offended by. I frankly don't care.
I don't care either.
You do care though.
What?
Well,
what do you mean?
You're losing Chief Wahoo.
Oh, I'm only because it's a cool logo. And
I see.
Look up the Cleveland Indians Block C logo. Tell me that's even a logo. That's a letter. It looks the same as the Cornell logo and like 50 other different
ones. Hey, what's wrong with the Cornell logo?
Okay, it has a bear. I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah. It's a, for all the listeners out there, it's a red C. So
it's a little indent at the top. A
little indent at the top.
I don't know what
makes it a little exciting.
Point of the indent is.
All right. Next one
stands for Caucasians.
All right, let's move to the next issue here. Gender identity. Should gender identity be added to anti-discrimination laws?
I think you're either you're born with a penis or a vagina. there's really no like middle ground for me.
I think this is also tricky, because okay.
If you well, they're all it, tricky. That's why they're hot button issues.
I think
if you want to be some other gender, then I don't think anyone has a place to tell you not to. But I feel like it's kind of the same, like with the gay people wanting the cake. Then it's a little more. I feel like that's touchier.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Because the doctor's making money off the surgery.
I'm not talking about the doctor.
Oh.
Yeah, it should be no. Okay, fine. Be whatever gender you want, and if there's a business that doesn't want to serve transgender people, then just go to the business that wants to. And if there's not a business, start the business, make money off of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty open. Like, I say go for it. Be whatever gender identity you want. Like, define yourself however you want. But I don't know. Like, I don't know if it should be brought to the point of like anti-discrimination laws. Like,
that's my new answer for everything is capitalism. Just like. Yeah. Let it sort itself out.
Yeah, I don't. That one's
now, who's got their
tough.
Phone?
I don't know.
Come on, John.
No, it was Chris.
Chris, come on, Chris.
Sorry.
It's a little bad radio right there. Sorry, listeners. That was very rude of Christopher right there.
Christopher David Kapik.
All right.
Oh my God, I know your middle name. I know your middle name too. Yours is William.
Yep. All right, next issue here.
Let's do two more issues. Okay. And we'll call it a show.
Do you guys know my middle name?
Benjamin.
Okay. Here, I'll list five, and you pick what two you want.
Hold up, hold up. You don't know my middle name.
No, just pick two.
Luke. There it is.
No, like, you just pick which ones you want. So, women in combat, marital rape, death penalty, safe spaces, Confederate flag, euthanasia, First Amendment, sports betting.
Okay, this is a
lot. Which one do you want?
Women in combat.
Okay, women in combat, if they can do it, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the balls to go over to the Middle East.
Right, exactly. Anyone who can do
it. If they want to, thank you for defending my freedom.
Exactly.
We shouldn't lower our standards, though, I feel like.
Like, well, yeah, but like that goes with anything. Like right. One of my friends was denied going to the military because his like he was like flat-footed or something. So it wasn't like a good type of shoe, or I think his arch was too high. Oh, okay. So like for like running purposes, even though he wanted to go in as a pilot, he couldn't because if his plane ever crash landed, he couldn't like run long distance. So yeah, I mean the standards should be held the same, but it shouldn't be disclosed.
Yeah, if they can reach that standard, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
go for it.
Okay, next one. What was it?
I had a bunch. Euthanasia. I like that one.
I mean, if a person's a vegetable, right. Just show them mercy. And that's what they did in the olden days, like Game of Thrones stuff. Like if, you know, you were.
I think we should just base our whole society off of Game of Thrones.
Fuck yes.
You know? Yeah. No, I think euthanasia, like if someone, like if they're in so much pain and they're suffering and.
Okay, there's a difference between euthanasia and assisted suicide, right? Or is there not?
I don't think so.
I think that's just wording.
Yeah, so it.
Isn't euthanasia.
Euthanasia is a.
When someone else chooses it?
But,
and then assisted suicide is you choose it for yourself.
But here, mm-hmm. So let me read it. It has euthanasia as like the topic, and then underneath it says, should terminally ill patients be allowed to end their lives via assisted suicide? So I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
That also gets back to the point, you know, if your doctor's religious, because he doesn't believe in suicide, so, you know,
go to
capitalism.
Doctor.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Yeah, I mean, I
think it should be allowed.
Yeah.
I think it's bad, but I think it should be allowed.
I don't know. Like I think I wouldn't say it's a bad thing. Like I mean, if someone's in a lot of pain and they don't want to just suffer for the rest of their lives,
or be a vegetable.
Yeah, or be a vegetable. Like I think they should be allowed to end it on their own terms. And I have a couple brothers who are doctors, and they both support it. Just because like you don't want to. I don't know. I don't think I would want to live like that. Poorly of a quality of life where like I'm not even allowed to, able to do anything or
I guess
I'm just in pain and yeah I don't know that can be tricky though if you bring in religion into the picture right. But
it should be allowed for sure.
Yeah, I think it should be allowed and people can decide.
I think basically most of these my stance is it should be allowed but I don't condone it.
Okay. Anyone else? Confederate flag, sports betting.
I don't care about either of those.
Yeah.
You should be allowed to bet on sports games.
Yeah.
Like March Madness, they do it every year.
Yeah.
It's your prerogative.
Confederate flag, I don't know. Like, you shouldn't.
That goes again back to, like, logos.
Just let them fly the
Confederate. Well, the question is, like, should states be allowed to display the Confederate flag on government property? I think, no, that's probably not a good idea.
No. In individuals.
No, I think people got to do their research about the Civil War, though, before, like, people start condoning the Confederate flag. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was more than just slavery. I mean, that was the main point of fighting, but it was more than that. So, like, not all Confederates were evil.
Right. No, I don't agree with that
at all.
But
that's what a lot of people
think. I just
don't
think a state should be able to
fight. Yeah, a state shouldn't be allowed, because it still does have undertones of slavery.
It's still got to be our flag, though. It's got to be the red, white, and blue.
It should be the American flag, not the Confederate. Yeah.
A government pride. I get that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was all the issues I had in mind for today.
Okay. Should we call it a show? We don't have a name yet.
The Pink Shell Beach Resort.
The Pink Kent Shell State Flashes.
The Stripes.
The Flashy Bearcats.
The Striped Bearcats. The Striped Flashy Bearcats.
Okay, how does that include mine?
Flashy, the Striped Flashy Bearcats.
It's just like,
we don't know what this is. Like, that could be the title. I don't
know. We don't know what
I don't like that.
I don't like that. It's like trying to. Like, you know, like Dude Perfect has a name? Like,
oh, it's called Dude Perfect.
Like, they made a shot, like, oh, dude, that was perfect. Dude Perfect. Like, what?
What did man, you do? That was incredible. Man, incredible.
Incredible, man. Incredible Hulk.
Bro, that was sick. Brosick.
Oh, we're gonna get arrested. Arrest. We're gonna get arrested for saying that.
Okay, we're gonna stop the podcast right here. This was episode 1.
Help us if you'd like to contribute in the comment section what you think our name should be. We are open to suggestions.
Or if you think Will should be allowed on the podcast.
Yes.
The answer is no.
The answer is no.
Okay. And that's
you will be unsubscribed immediately.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
That is a wrap on episode one.
Did you just say love you?
Yeah.
Thank you. We don't even know
that. I love my listeners.